Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Mesa. I want to share my story about when I was, how I ended up in the financial industry when I was an educator for almost 21 years. Well, first of all, it all started. I was actually a pre-med student doing biomedical research at UTIP. Yes, believe it or not, Joe has a little bit of brains. But anyway, at the time, my wife wanted to go to school, so we made a deal. I was going to get a real job, so she earned her degree. So I ended up trying to look for a job, and I found a job as a teacher. And the first year, it was brutal. I was about to quit. I didn't care. I was like, this is not for me. But the principal was amazing, very supportive and cool. I miss Cry. I'm going to say her name because she's amazing. And anyway, she gave me all the support I needed. And second year was the best teaching year ever. I loved it. I had so much fun. And I was involved with the chess club, with the mountain bike club. I coached volleyball. I did all kinds of things. I just loved it. And I could tell my wife was a little jealous because I was spending a lot of time with my students. They were my kids. And I always wanted to have kids, right? So anyway, from there, I knew that the end of the 4 years, I had rumors that they were going to move the principal, and I was like not happy with it. But you know what? A friend of mine had told me, you know what? It's probably not a bad idea to move to a different campus just so you can grow. So I did so, and I went to work at Austin High School. And Austin High School, it was a different ball of wax, you know, and so I was not happy. I'm not going to tell you why I wasn't happy, but it wasn't for me. And I remember I was trying to get out. And the only way I can get out of that campus is if I got a promotion. So I applied for different positions. And lo and behold, I got this cool job being the IT technology presenter, everything for two campuses for Bassett and McGoffin Middle School. So I did PowerPoint trainings. I did networking, fixing, troubleshooting. I did everything for those two campuses. And I had the most amazing principals there too, Ms. Muela and Mr. Hernandez. Very supportive individuals. They helped me grow. And I became a technology nerd. I never imagined myself being a technology nerd. And that from that point on, that lasted almost 2 years. Then the district came in and pulled the plug. And I ended up going back to the classroom. And I ended up teaching sixth grade middle school science at Bassett Middle School, and it was so amazing, so much fun. These kids had so much fun with me. I had so much fun with them, and it's crazy because a lot of these kids from Yen and Bassett, they're reconnecting with me, and they're becoming my friends, and some of them are even becoming my clients, which is amazing, right? But that's a different ball of wax, a different story. I'll tell you about that later. But anyway, from there, I moved on to then there was an opportunity to go back into technology. So one of my good friends, Mr. Sherman, he told me about a position to do web design for the district. So then I went and worked with him for almost 2 years doing web design. I was in charge of the biology portion of the online academy. And so I learned how to web design. I learned how to animate, do online testing, all the good stuff. It was amazing. But then, of course, the district came in and pulled the plug. I ended up going back into the classroom, into professional development. So now I was assigned 9 campuses, the Burgess Feeder Pattern, and I was going to campus, showing teachers how to use technology in the classroom. And I was trying my very best to make it exciting and fun, being very supportive. I loved the job. It was so much fun. I totally forgot about my plans to become a medical doctor, right? It was just so much fun. But I always felt like there's always something in the back of my brain that told me, you know what? Joe, this is, I know you liking this, but this is not really for you. But I persisted. It was fun. So then I know the district came in and they made some changes. So I ended up moving to the Jefferson Feeder Pattern. And now they call this technology something specialist. Yes. So it was a fun job. I really had a good time. I made more connections with a lot of people. But then there was an opportunity for me to go do the same thing, but at the state level. So I ended up working for TCEA for a year. It was a wonderful job. I was able to go doing the same thing, bringing technology joy to different districts all across the state, from as up north as Laredo, Brownsville, Beaumont, and everywhere, you know, and it was so much fun. But when I left without my kids. I left without without them. And so for a year, they were begging me to come back. And I decided to come back home. So when I came back home, I took almost a $15,000, $15,000 pay cut to be back with my kids. First of all, I lost my job, for I was unemployed for about 3 months. Then I found a job. And this principal was so awesome. Dr. Woods gave me a chance to be a TLI at Burgess. So that was a great job. That was a good time. I was working with Kaylee, and we were doing some amazing work together. And of course, the job only lasted 1 year before the grant ended. So then I ended up going back to the classroom. So that year in the classroom, I went from Burgess to Eastlake High School, had a good time. I'm not going to say anything bad about any school because they're amazing campuses. But I could tell that now I was used to, in TCA and also my previous position, I was used to be able to go to different campuses, bring the goodness, help people do a lot of hands-on. And all of a sudden, I'm trapped in four walls. Not that it's a bad thing, but it's not for me. You know, I know people love being in one place, but not me. And all of a sudden, it was a different world. I wasn't. Now I really felt it. Like, wait a minute, I was becoming a different person, and I'm back to square one. So I wasn't quite happy. I knew that it was something. I knew I could do something else with my personality, the way I am, because I'm very friendly. I'm very helpful. I can be in one place. I know who I am. So anyway, that January, when I was teaching, they were filming a movie in Alamogordo, at 12 Strong, and they were asking for Middle Eastern looking dudes. And so, hey, I fit, you know, the part. So I signed up and I sent my mug, and they picked me. And they said I would have to work. I would have to give up a week to get there at 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m., So I asked permission from one of the administrators at Eastlake. I was, hey, man, I need a week off. And he goes, Joe, I'm sorry. We can't let you go because you're teaching biology and, you know, we need you for the TOS test and everything. And I remember I didn't go to the film. I gave up a chance. Maybe it could have been a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be in movies. But that's another dream of mine. And so I was really disappointed. So at that point, about 2 weeks later, after lots of thinking and processing, and I was like, wait a minute, I know who I am. Why am I trying to fit into this position that doesn't really fit my personality? I need to find something that fits my personality. And I remember went back and talked to the same administrator, and I told him, hey, I know, I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm resigning. And he was in shock. I said, Joe, wait a minute. So what's going on? He goes, no. He goes, it's not you, it's not the campus, it's not the district. He goes, I need something that fits my personality. I can just hold. And then he asked me, what are you going to do, Joe? I goes, I can, you know what, I don't know, but it's not going to be this. It's got to be something different. I need to find out. And at the end of the school year, I did resign. And I did try a lot of different positions. I applied for different jobs. And the only industry that actually was giving me a chance to get sales experience was the life insurance industry. And so that's how I ended up here. And lucky for me is that my friend Joseph discovered me, that I was in this industry, and he pulled me into Transamerica. And then he has helped me grow. He's helped me help so many people with retirements, with life insurance, with annuities, explaining, educating. So now at this point, now I'm being true to myself. I build my own schedule. I hang out with my kids a little bit more. I'm able to cook for them, take them here and there. I live with them because, see, my kids do live with me 100% of the time. So I take them everywhere. I have more time for them. And then I get to help people on a daily basis. Even if they don't want the help yet, I still listen. I still try to help. That's one of the joys in my life, is that I finally found something that fits my personality. And thanks to Joseph at Metche at Transamerica, they give me the opportunity to become. And by the way, I can talk all about how much I've grown in the company, but That wasn't the point. The point was this was a transition from being a teacher to doing something else. And thank you for listening.